I'm Joe Schwartz. I direct McGill University's Office for Science and Society, and our mandate is to separate sense from nonsense. I've been doing this for a lot of years. It's going on to four decades. And I got started a long, long time ago when I was still actually in elementary school. I was in grade six when I was invited to a birthday party. And my friend's parents had hired a magician, and he was to entertain us. He was a teenager, but to us he looked like an accomplished pro. And he did a number of effects, but the one that really stuck with me was a rope trick that he did, where he took three ropes and melded them into one with a magic chemical, an invisible magic chemical, or so he said. Well, I knew that there was no magic chemical involved, but it tickled my imagination. Why did he use those words? Why not hocus pocus, alakazam, or abracadabra? Why magic chemical? So I went to the school library and I took out a book on magic and took out a book on chemistry. And I followed both of those paths ever since. And you might think that it's very bizarre that these two should be juxtaposed, because chemistry is a hard science firmly rooted in laws of nature, and magic, of course, is ethereal. A magician, what does the magician do? He does things outside the scope of nature. He does the impossible. But of course, a magician on the stage is an actor playing the role of a magician. Everything he does is done by perfectly explicable scientific means, but a magician doesn't want to explain those. Well, chemistry can look like magic too, if you don't know the explanation behind it. So what we do is demystify chemistry. We try to take out the magic. And that has been quite successful over the last four decades. And we continue. It is sometimes a struggle against pseudoscience. But my blend of magic and science, I think, works quite well.